seated. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. So today's biblical narrative of the Transfiguration made me think of David. David is someone who I met 3 years ago while I was serving at a different church. David, like Jesus, was at a transitional point in his life. David was a longtime member of our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Garden Grove. And he had been diagnosed with cancer. And so he had hoped to come back from it, but after many months of doctor's appointments and treatments that eventually stopped working, this gave David some clarity as to where his life was at the moment, but also what awaited him, right, as he was looking at his future. He knew death awaited him. He at some point voiced some regrets in some of his choices he had made in life. So as he was looking at his future, David was very fearful of making this journey. Even though he knew it would end with Jesus, he would be with his mothers whom he missed, whom she had passed away a few months earlier. This journey for David and for any of us is a scary one. And so he took many visits with him of reading Psalm 23 with him, of preparing him for this journey which was imminent. I was scared for David. But I know that whenever we visited and whenever at the end of our visits we would take communion, there was a sense of peace and reassurance that Jesus would usher him to the eternal life that we all share as people of faith, as Christians. His sister called me at 2 in the morning on a Friday and told me that the staff of the assisted living was taking David to the hospital because he was having a hard time breathing. When I got there, the family had discussed and decided to disconnect David from life support. It was a hard decision, but they felt like David's quality of life had decreased. So once I got there, we gathered in a circle and prayed for David's journey, that it would be a peaceful one, that Jesus would usher David in this passage to God, in this place we call heaven. And as sad as this moment was, it was also a holy moment, a sacred moment where we bless David. I got to anoint him with oil and mark his forehead with the cross of Christ, the mark that was placed in his forehead at his baptism, reminding him of his identity as a child of God. So the words that I said to David as I marked the cross in his forehead was, "You have been marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit forever." Jesus was also at a transitional point of his life of ministry. After ministering to many people and gathering his disciples and training his disciples for the ministry, he's now at a point that he will begin to his journey back to God, back to heaven. He had been anointed with the Holy Spirit. His identity as God's son had been affirmed at his baptism. And now he is ready to go through this journey that will lead him back to God the Father. And so as he looks at this journey, of course, suffering and death were part of this journey. Death awaited Jesus. Even Jesus went through this difficult journey of death. And so I would imagine that fear and anxiety was also part of Jesus' own human experience, because Jesus also was a human as well as he was divine. So today we find Jesus going up to the mountain with his disciples to pray. right? I would imagine that he was also trying to find peace and, like David, some reassurance that God would be with him as he went through this scary and difficult journey. So Jesus takes this time to be with God, and this, of course, becomes a holy moment where two great prophets appear and they talk to Jesus about his departure. And I imagine that this moment brought also encouragement to Jesus, but also a reminder of the significance this journey would bring about in the world, which was to usher a new world of God's creation by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So to all of this, we have three people, Peter, James, and John. They are all witnessing what's happening on top of this mountain. And what a great experience to be in the presence of two great pillars of the faith, Moses and Elijah, right? Can you imagine, it would be like if we had today Pastor Guzman and Nukton right with us, right? Or Pastor Guzman and Nelson, right? How would you react? Two key pastors, right, for Christ Lutheran. So I would imagine that you would want to talk with him, that you would want to share all sorts of things. You would maybe ask them questions, right? What kind of conversation would you want to have, right? Well, the surprising thing out of this experience that Peter, James, and John experienced is that the voice that spoke to them, the voice of God that says, listen to Jesus. They're asked to listen to Jesus as their primary voice, as they get a glimpse of the past as well as a glimpse of the future. God in Jesus was ushering a new world, a new creation, a new thing. God in Jesus was inviting them to listen to Jesus. So what does this mean to us? How does transfiguration impact us today as people of faith? Besides letting us know that God will continue to journey with us, even as we ourselves will make that journey from death to life one day. Well, this comes in the context of, which is, you know, the context of the beginning of our journey of Lent, beginning in Ash Wednesday, right? So we are called to enter into a journey where we are invited to look at our sin and the consequences of our sin, and to reflect on the ways that sin affects our relationship with God and with one another. But also in the context that of this season, that we are going to be asking ourselves, or where we ask for God to help us to let go of our old ways, so that we can welcome the new ways of God in our lives, in our church, because God is already doing new things in us, in our church. So the message for us also is the same: listen to Jesus, listen to his teachings, listen to his voice, to remember that as we go through this holy season, that this season also promises transformation and change in our lives of faith, that we don't have to travel back and forth through time, but rather that Jesus comes to us and changes us, rather than us trying to go back and forth to the future. God in Jesus comes to us and changes us for the better, so that our choices will reflect the will of God. The invitation for us is to listen to the voice of Jesus as we also go through moments of difficult days in our lives, but also that we are not alone, that we are children of God, that we are loved and forgiven by God. So besides that, the call also is the call similar to the call from David to me, to be a source of encouragement, to support people in their prayer life, and to provide words of grace to those living in fear of embarking on difficult journeys themselves, to provide the presence of Jesus and his words of love and forgiveness to others as well. So may we go out and embark on this journey together as people of God. And as we go out, remember that you have been marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit forever. Amen.